Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, Bayern Munich's Thomas Tuchel has recently discussed Sadio Mane.
Well, you know, Thomas Tuchel obviously had an opportunity to address the Sadio Mane situation, and he told us what we already know. Mane fell short of expectations. When you factor in, he was brought to Munich for 35 million, and they're trying to sell him for 17. Do the math. That's half the value. I mean, he didn't really prove as effective as we would have thought. He was supposed to break the Bundesliga. Coming from the Premier League, you know, from Liverpool, obviously a decorated striker, put up a lot of goals. I expected him to put up similar numbers in the Bundesliga. It didn't happen that way. You know, ruffle with teams and so forth. Mane and his camp seem to be dedicated to showing up, you know, at the summer training with Bayern Munich. That's scheduled this week to kick off. But right now, Thomas Tuchel wants to make it clear that he and the club and all the brass at Bayern Munich are trying to free up some cap space to get Harry Kane. I mean, I think it's very clear they want Harry Kane. They're going to do everything they can to get Harry Kane. And Sadio Mane being the name he is, they believe that he is valuable. He could bring a return of that amount of money at least, or maybe even more. Bayern, that's one thing, you know, the Harry Kane situation, Mane falling short. The latest Mane situation, I mentioned this before, Al Nassr was a club that expressed interest in Sadio Mane because they are obviously pulling a big move. They have Ronaldo and other stars. A lot of stars are going to Saudi Arabia to play football. And Sadio Mane could be the latest star to do so because reports are, according to reports in Saudi Arabia, Al Nassr are expected to submit an official offer to Sadio Mane and Bayern within 24 hours. And if you look at history, the amount of money they've put up, I'm sure they will be above and beyond this 17 million that Bayern are reportedly asking for, you know, but I think it's unfortunate, you know, but this whole Premier League situation, you know, out one Premier League player, potentially entering another in Harry Kane. Maybe Harry Kane lives up to the expectations of putting incredible numbers, you know, out there in terms of goal production. But unfortunate to see Sadio Mane, you know, on the selling list. But he is the top of the list among a handful of players Bayern are looking to unload.
Speaking of transfers, RB Leipzig has brought in Belgian striker Louis Openda. Will he provide enough firepower to keep them competitive?
Yeah, you know, I think RB Leipzig have done well in finding diamonds in the rough. They got Nkunku over from PSG. You know, he didn't really put up the numbers at PSG, but he exploded at RB Leipzig. He got recalled for the French national team. Now he's, you know, off to a better pitch, a more competitive league. Now, when you look at the replacement, I like Luis Openda. You know, when you look at his background, Congolese descent and Moroccan descent, and you look at his numbers, he played at Lens Ligue 1. They finished second in their division. He put up 21 goals. I think that's incredible. You know, that obviously is a bit more wind behind the sail. He comes in to the Leipzig situation with the numbers to show and prove, suggest that he could put up similar numbers in the Bundesliga. You know, RB Leipzig have lost one player. They lost Konrad Leimer to Bayern Munich. Bayern typical of poaching talent. And RB Leipzig, along with Dortmund, are seem to be one of these clubs that get these young and upcoming talents, and these talents tend to help Leipzig stay, remain competitive. They still have Timo Werner. He was brought back from the Premier League. You know, I like the move. I like Openda. And then they're led in the proper direction. Now, Marco Rosa has done wonders at RB Leipzig. It's a really good fit for him. And I think the players, specifically Openda, reports are that he is similar. You know, he can play on both sides of the wing. And his numbers speak for themselves. I mean, who are we kidding? I expect him to break the double-digit numbers in terms of goal production at in the Bundesliga next season, similar to what Nkunku did last season. Maybe not quite Nkunku's numbers, but definitely something similar. And I like the move, and I think it will definitely give RB Leipzig a boost.
And just like always, before we let you go, what else has hit your radar?
Yeah, just to circle back to Harry Kane, Bayern Munich chief executive Uli Hoeneß, he basically promised to the club faithful that they will definitely get Harry Kane. And he made a few points on why he believes that to be the case. He says, if it stays the way it is right now, Harry Kane will definitely be in Munich because Uli Hoeneß has spoken to Kane, his family. And according to Uli Hoeneß, Kane and his family are always people of their word. And he likes what his family has to say and his advisors as well. You know, they have a very good relationship and they've always stood by what they've promised. And so that sounds like they might have made some sort of promise to play in Munich. And that might be the case. And that would definitely be a game changer. I think that would add a lot of publicity, you know, to Bayern Munich, like this past season with Sadio Mane's, you know, arriving and so forth. This would just be maybe head and shoulders above in terms of the popularity and the expectations what Harry Kane will bring to Munich. But I think it's fascinating considering, you know, Bayern Munich and their question mark coach, Thomas Tuchel. We don't know how long he'll stick around. If he does go sideways or things turn left abruptly, he could be, you know, out as quickly as Julian Nagelsmann was. So it's just interesting to see Bayern Munich seemingly to pull out all the stops. They're really trying all they can do to retain their title. They don't want to be dethroned. I think Harry Kane is definitely the missing link, you know, to their success as far as they're concerned.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Dankeschön und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection. Proudly brought to you by Soccer Le Dumer.